K101, being a friend of everyone. Do you consider yourself a Vaishnava devotee? Well, a real Vaishnava devotee generally doesn't, because that's what Prabhupada says. But we know from the Shastra how a devotee should be, and one is the best friend of every living being. So, I mean, we can just check ourselves a little bit now and then, reality check, you know. Here I am, and there are others around me who live here in this world. How do I feel about them? Well, I mean, I know when I became a devotee back then, we were young and immature. Sometimes we kind of loathed the karmis and even hated the humans. These selfish, greedy, nasty bastards, non-devotees. Here we are, the devotees. But then you sometimes found it continue, that those devotees, they are bad. They're not bona fide, they're not authorized, they're not following the right guru, or they're not following the guru in the right way. And so some even found themselves, I guess, and we used to joke about it, the only real true devotees left on earth, because they considered themselves having the only true understanding of the absolute truth. Well, just before I joined this, when I was, yeah, of course, I sometimes thought people are stupid. But I never really, well, I then slipped into that to some extent, but, you know, when we're out there meeting people, being with people all the time, like when we're out distributing books, doing Sankirtan. Well, I remember one new devotee, a bhakta, funny guy. Yeah, Govinda's in Stockholm. He moved in there. I was the bhakta leader, and we were going every Friday out on the street selling books. So we were in Södertälje. And the guy was walking around. This was his first time. So we gave him some books, some magazines. And we were there on the walking street together. And he kind of walked around there looking more and more angry, and after a while I went up to him, and he was cursing and swearing, and these damn people, they're so stupid, and he said that and she said that, and no, this, I had enough of this. And we closed for the day and went the van back to Stockholm, but he just continued. And of course, you know, that's how I recognize. But we were out, if you're out there on the streets and parking lots, 9-8 hours a day, week after week after week, 5 days a week, five and a half days a week, as we often did, always in a different town, meeting people, people, people. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people a day you speak to, and they will treat you in the most different way. Some are practically beating you up, some they don't, and most in Sweden don't notice you at all. And there's a little fraction of people who actually are interested in this and who buy the book. And you learn, as I guess you do with everything that you want to sell, that it's about statistics, a certain amount of people be interested in a certain amount not, but still you had to walk there from person to person. And whatever response you got, that's what you got. And I remember coming to a point after years of just feeling compassion for these people, these fallen souls, people bewildered and lost, these sick illusions, not knowing how to live and not to live in order to be happy and healthy and have a meaningful life. But yes, and we read there, and actually all, everyone is a devotee, everyone is part of God, part of Krishna, and yes, therefore it is natural that a devotee is a friend of everyone. And that's why this bhakti is about love, not hate, which sometimes religion turns into, right?